Two out, 2-2 count, runner at third, bottom of the 10th. Here it comes. A swing and a fly ball, deep left field. Down the line it goes. Gordon in the corner. Gone! A walk-off two-run home run by Josh Naylor. Down the left field line. It's a game winner and a mob scene at home plate. And the Guardians have stunned the Twins again. Four runs in the bottom of the 10th. And Cleveland has beaten Minnesota 7-6 in 10 innings. Unbelievable.
There you go. Tom Hamilton with the call last night and the extra inning win. Josh Naylor with that big blast. Time to talk Guardians baseball with Jim Rosenhaus, brought to you by your Tuffy Auto Service Center, Cleveland Street, Elyria, Broadway, Lorraine, Route 58 in Amherst, North Ridgeville Convenience, Sunoco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads. Jim, are you like a guy who goes to a rock concert and the next day your ears are ringing after Tom gives you that big walk-off call at the end? How exciting was that?
Kind of. A little bit. And then, hey, we got day game today. Let's go right home and go to sleep. Because that's not happening.
How do you...
You're all fired up and excited, and man, that was fun.
Oh, nobody's more, I mean, you feed off that energy of Josh Naylor even after he's done. So Terry Francona apparently may be on the injured list. Apparently he's going to ice his neck and make sure after he did the headbutt. That's the strangest thing I've seen in a while.
Well, and how about Tito's preparation? I mean, we talk about how he's, you know, so prepared and reads every angle. And he went out there with a helmet because he was prepared. I mean, and that's got the kind of stuff that just doesn't come in every scouting report right there.
Right, exactly. But that is exciting. And I like the fact that Josh said, look, guys, we do all the headbutting and slapping. Just leave my lower extremities alone. You know, that's the part, too. So there's a little bit of a caution on that. So how exciting was that for us to get that win yesterday, really?
It really was. And I actually... you know, just taking it behind the curtain a little bit. I usually do a pregame interview the next day. So for today's game, I would go down to the clubhouse this morning. But I just thought, you know, I want to kind of catch Josh if I can while it's still fresh. So I went down after he got done with the media downstairs, you know, the regular media session after the game, and caught up with him and then did the interview then. And he had calmed down a little bit, which was probably good. But he just, he's so refreshing to talk to because, you know, he hit the home run and it was great. And he says it's something you dream about, you know, as a kid when you're getting into baseball, a walk-off home run. But he's always so quick to credit his teammates. And he just said, look, you know, that was a team inning because it couldn't have gotten to him with the deficit the way it was unless some of his teammates had gotten on base. And he fully expected. I mean, if it's a 1-2-3 inning, he doesn't bat. But he fully expected to hit in that inning. And if he did, it was going to be with the game on the line. And then that's exactly what happened. So that was kind of cool to kind of hear that perspective from him.
They asked him about playing doubleheaders. He goes, look, you get to bat 8 times in one day or something. Who doesn't want to do that, right?
You know, earlier in the season, we had one. I think it was, I don't know, might have been the first homestand when, you know, a Chicago game was rained out. And they had to play a doubleheader on a cold day. And he's like, I think he wanted to play 3 games that day. He just loves the game. You know, obviously he's managing coming back from the ankle thing, but he still loves the game. And he'd play 5 games in a day, I think, if he could. He really enjoys it.
We're only going to play one more with the Twins, and then we head off for the weekend series coming to town. The Yankees could be a fun one for that. Before we get to that, Jim, did you go out to the warning track at all and play a little chess yesterday afternoon? That was very interesting. What happened to the guys who hunt and fish? Where did that go? Well, now we got chess players on our team with Stephen Kwan and Austin Hedges.
I did go out there, Bruce, because, you know, I got wind that there was this challenge match from the kids at John Marshall High School. And, you know, most days in the clubhouse before they go out for batting practice, Steven and Tristan McKenzie is another big chess player. And then, of course, Austin Hedges was there yesterday, too. They get some games going with whoever wants to jump in. And It was really fun, and I thought it was interesting talking to Stephen Kwan afterward. The respect he had for those kids, because they, not one Guardian won a match. Kwan tied one, and that was a big, he was all fired up because he tied one of these kids. There was a draw, but boy, these kids had them measured, and they're really good chess players. They had gone to the Nationals in Memphis a couple of months back and finished in the top 20. So you're talking about some really smart kids who play that game a lot. But it really, it was fun, and I think they enjoyed it. And I felt sorry for the couple of kids who took on Austin Hedges, because he was talking smack and had the hood down over his eyes and sunglasses.
He looked like a poker.
So it was intimidating.
He looked like one of those poker players you see on the Sunday afternoon when there's no sports on, right? He's covered up, right?
He did, and he was playing this girl who, I don't know if she was a freshman, or, but she was half his size. But the way she played chess, she cut him in half. I mean, she just carved him up and had a good laugh at that, and he was a good sport about it, too. So it was really a fun day, and hopefully it was fun for the kids, because from what I understand, several were international students who have never seen a baseball game before, and I don't think they could stay last night, but they surely are going to come back out later in the summer and see a game and see the kids that, or the guys that they played against, and see what they do for a living instead of cleaning them up on the chessboard.
Wow. Kind of a unique outreach for the Guardians to do that with the different community and different organizations too. So that was kind of nice to see. When I saw the email, the release that came out yesterday, I've heard interviews with Tristan McKenzie and Stephen Kwan, but see, I guess they can kind of then take that out into the community. Kind of a neat thing as well. What do we expect now? We got the Twins, one more with this, and then we got the Yankees coming to town. Are we prepared for the big dogs?
Hey, look, they're up to every challenge, and they'll give it a whirl today and try and finish off the Twins and then welcome the Yankees this weekend. And they always like to see where they stand against the best, and I think that's what will happen this weekend.
Yeah, well, they're going to miss our best with Bieber on the mound today, so he won't be part of the Yankee series. But let's get another one for the Twins and stay in that race in the Central. Jim, we appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Bruce.
Thanks. Jim Rosenhaus joining us talking Guardians baseball, brought to you by your North Ridge Convenience Sunoco and Tuffy Auto Service Center.